Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
It's good to be here again.
很高兴能够来到这里。
Today's message is we are all going to read a long passage together.
今天我们会读一个比较长的经文。
I struggle to think whether or not we should read through the Bible.
今天早上我在挣扎是不是要把整个经文都读一下
Because it will take time
要花一点时间
But I decided we should still go through the Bible together
我还是最后决定大家一起来读
Believe it or not, in the early churches reading of the Bible is actually the main part of their gathering not listening to sermons
在起初的教会读圣经是聚会的主要的内容，而不是听讲道。
So let's read together, okay?
我们一起来读。
English and Chinese.
一起来。
We'll go to 1 Samuel chapter 9. We'll read all through chapter 9, and then go to chapter 10 to verse 16. Okay, so chapter 9, and then chapter 10 to verse 16.
撒母耳记上第九章整章的圣经，还有第十章的读到十六节。
So let's read together.
我们一起来读。有一个便雅悯人名叫基士，是便雅悯亚非亚的玄孙，比哥拉的曾孙，喜罗的孙子，亚比的儿子，是个大能的勇士。他有一个儿子名叫扫罗，又健壮又俊美，在以色列中没有一个比他身体比众民高过一头。扫罗的父亲基士丢了几头驴，他就吩咐儿子扫罗说：“你带一个仆人去寻找驴。”扫罗就走过以法莲山地，又走过沙利沙地，都没有找到；又经过沙林地，驴也不在那里；又经过便雅悯地，还没有找着。到了苏弗地，扫罗对跟随他的仆人说：“我们不如回去，恐怕我父亲不为驴挂心，反为我们担忧。” 仆人说：“这城里有一位神人，是众人所尊重的，
凡他所说的都全应验。我们不如往他那里去，或者他能将我们当走的路指示我们。”扫罗对仆人说：“我们若去，有什么可以送那人呢？我们囊中的食物都吃尽了，也没有礼物可以送那神人。我们还有什么没有？”仆人回答扫罗说：“我手里有银子，已折合了四分之一，我可以送那神人，请他指示我们当走的路。从前以色列中若有人去问神，就说：我们问先见去吧。现在成为先知的，从前成为先见。”扫罗对仆人说：“你说的是，我们可以去。”于是他们往神人所住的城里去了。他们上坡要进城，就遇见几个少年女子出来打水，问他们说：“先见在这里没有？”女子回答说：“在这里。”他就在你们前面，快去吧。他今日正到城里，因为今日百姓要在秋坛献祭。在他还没有上秋坛施祭物之前，你们一进城必遇见他，因他未到，百姓不能吃，必等他先住祭，然后请的客才能吃。现在你们上去，这时候必遇见他。二人就上去，将进城的时候，撒母耳正引着他们来要上秋坛去。扫罗未到的前一日，耶和华已行事。
撒母耳说。
明日这时候，我必使一个人从便雅悯地到你这儿来。你要告他做我民以色列的君，他必救我民脱离非利士人的手。因我民的哀声上达于我，我就眷顾他们。
撒母耳看见扫罗的时候，
耶和华对他说：“看哪，这人就是我对你所说的，他必治理我的民。”扫罗在城里走到撒母耳跟前说：“请告诉我，先见的寓所在哪里？”撒母耳回答说：“我就是先见，你在我前面上秋坛去，因为你们今日必与我同席。明日早晨我送你去，将你心里所事告诉你。” 至于你前三日所丢的那几桶鱼，你心里不必挂念，已经找着了。以色列众人所仰慕的是谁呢？不是仰慕你和你父的全家吗？扫罗说，我不是以色列支派中至小的便雅悯人吗？我家不是便雅悯支派中至小的家吗？你为何对我说这样的话呢？撒母耳领扫罗和他仆人进了客堂，使他们在请来的客中做守卫。
客里有30人。
撒母耳对厨艺说，我交给你存熟的那一份鸡肉现在可以拿来。厨艺就把收存的腿拿来摆在扫罗面前。撒母耳说，这是所留下的，放在你们面前吃吧。因我请百姓的时候，特意为你存留着肉到此时。当日撒母耳同行，众人从丘坛下来进城。撒母耳和扫罗在房顶上说话。次日清早起来，黎明的时候，扫罗在房顶上。撒母耳叫他说，起来吧，我好送你回去。扫罗就起来和撒母耳一同去，二人下到城角。撒母耳对扫罗说，要吩咐仆人先走，仆人就先走了，你且站在这里等我将神的话传给你听。撒母耳拿瓶膏油倒在扫罗的头上，与他亲嘴说，这不是耶和华告你做他产业的君吗？你今日与我离别之后，在便雅悯境内的小子的坟墓要遇见两个人，他们并对你说，你去找的那几头驴已经找着了，现在你父亲为驴挂心，反为你担忧，说我儿子怎样才好呢？你从那里到了塔伯的橡树那里，遇见三个往伯特利去拜神的人，一个带着三只羊，一个带着三个饼，一个带着一匹带酒。给你两个饼，你就从他们手中接过来。此后你到神的山，在那里有腓力士人的防兵。你到了城的时候，必遇见一班先知从城南下来，前面有鼓瑟的、击鼓的、吹笛的、弹琴的，他们都受感说话，耶和华的灵必大大感动你，你就与他们一同受感说话。你要变为新人，这兆头临到你，你就可以趁势而作，因为神与你同在。你当在我以下，我也必下到那里。
平安祭，
你要等候7日，等我到了那里，只是你当行的事。扫罗转身离别撒母耳，
神就给赐他一个星星。
当日这一切兆头都应验了。扫罗到那山，
有
一班先知
遇见
他，
神的灵大大的感动他，
他就在
先知中
受
感
说
话，
出
来
认
识
扫罗
的，
看
见
他
和
先
知
一同
受
感
说
话，就彼此说，基士的
儿
子遇见了
什
么？扫罗
也
列
在
先
知
中吗？那地方有
一个
人
说，
这些人的父亲是谁呢？此后有句
话
说，
扫罗
也列
在
先
知
中
吗？
扫罗
受
感说
话
一毕，就上丘坛去了。扫罗的叔叔问扫罗和他仆人说，你们往哪里去了？回答说，我
鱼
去
了，
我们没有
鱼，
就到了撒母耳那里。扫罗叔
叔说，请
将
撒母
耳向你们所
说
的话告诉我。扫罗对他叔叔说，他明明地告诉我们
鱼
已经找着了，至于
撒
母耳所说的
过
事，扫罗
却
没有告诉
叔叔。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to come to the front of your words.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你来，让我们来到你的话语的面前。
Lord, we thank you for being a God who is willing to speak to us.
我们感谢你，你愿意是一个愿意向我们说话的神。
The trouble is that a lot of times we're not willing to listen.
我们的问题是我们不愿意听。
Even if we heard of your words that we are not willing to do.
我们听到你的话，我们也不愿意去照着去行。
Lord, we need your grace and we need your mercy.
我们需要你的恩典和怜悯。
How we pray that through your words we can see what a wonderful Lord you are.
我们何等的盼望，借着你的话，让我们看到你是何等奇妙的主。
How gracious and how merciful you are！
你是何等怜悯，充满怜悯，充满恩典的。
Lord, we are weak。
我们软弱。
Lord, help us to listen。
帮助我们可以听见。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen。So just a little bit of a background of this passage.
介绍一下这段经文的背景。
In the previous chapters,
在前面的几章里面
at this time, Samuel was old.
在这时候 Samuel 已经老迈。
And his two sons were not good leaders.
他的两个儿子并不是一个好的领袖。
So the Israelites, they are seeking for a leader to continue to guide them.
他们这些以色列人寻找一个领袖来带领他们。
However, unfortunately, the Israelites, they did not come to God and seek God to be their leader.
很可惜的，他们没有来到神面前，让神来亲自带领他们。
All right, they wanted, specifically, they said they wanted to have a king like those around those nations around them.
他们所求的是就像周围的国家一样，求一个王来带领他们。
They're not a strong nation.
他们不是一个很强大的国。
A lot of times, the nations around them will come and attack them.
很多时候，其他的旁边的国常来欺压他们。
So they want a king just like those nations around them, so they can defend against the other nations.
他希望这个王能够带领他们来。防御其他国家的侵略。
This sounds reasonable.
好像是很有理由的。
But Samuel was sad.
但是 Samuel 对他们说。
Samuel was sad.
Samuel 里面悲伤。
Right. Samuel went to God.
Samuel 来到神的面前。
And said, "This is what they want."
这是他们所求的。
And God said to them, "No, the Israelites are not rejecting you."
神对他说。他不是来弃绝你
They're rejecting me.
这些以色列人来弃绝我
you know, But yet, so you can see that you got these two sad people. You got Samuel who's sad and God who's sad.
所以有两个很心里面悲伤的，一个是撒母耳他自己，一个是神他自己。
But yet, towards the end of the chapter, the previous chapter, you can see God said to Samuel, grant their request.Give them a king.
神却跟撒母耳说，按照他们所求的，给他们一个王。
So when we come to this chapter,
我们来到这第九章。
God spent a long passage describing to us how this king was found.
这里面神借着很长的一段经文来向我们。让我们看这个王是怎么寻找到的。
This is a difficult message to speak of.
这是一个蛮难讲的、解释的一段经文。
Because if you take out this entire passage,
如果把这个整个经文拿掉
，it's okay.
是没有问题的。
The story flows very well.
这个故事的情节好像很顺畅。
You actually don't need this whole description of how the king was found.
实在你不需要把这个如何这个王被寻找到这个来形容。
It's even more difficult to understand because we have we all know what will happen years later.
我们多年之后已经知道发生了什么事。
Right, we are all you know 事后诸葛亮 ，right?
事后诸葛亮
，yeah.Like that, right? We know Saul won't be a good king.
我们也知道这个扫罗以后不会变成一个好王。
So when we come to read this chapter, we keep on thinking he won't be a good king.
那我们读这段时候的时候想，就会想他以后不会变怎么好。
And a lot of times we miss the point of what this passage is talking about.
有的时候我们会失去了这段经文的意义。
You know, so when we study through these chapters.
当我们读这段经文的时候
you know, let us see what God actually wants us to focus on.
看看神让我们注重的是什么。
And interestingly, the story of this king being found.
这个 如何寻找到这位这个王。
This story starts with the group of lost donkeys.
这里面一个被丢掉的一些驴。
From these lost donkeys, they will bring out a person.
从这些丢失的驴找到了一个人。
This first king that will be anointed for the Israelites.
这个第一个被膏的王。
But not only that.
不光是如此。
We can see God's hands working in the story.
也看到神在这个故事中他的神的手如何做工。
And hopefully we can see how much grace and mercy God had for Saul.
看到神对扫罗的恩典和怜悯。
And that's actually the main point of this passage.
这是这个故事的一个中心。
You know, most of the time I will have a PowerPoint, right?
有的时候我会打这个 PowerPoint.
But not today, because this story flows very well. So follow me, and hopefully we can get to the conclusion.
因为这个故事很流畅，我就不用这个 PowerPoint.
Okay, so there are two sections to this passage.
这里面有两个部分。
The first passage, let's take a look at what the Bible tells us about Saul.
第一个讲扫罗这个人。
Okay, but then the bigger passage, which is what I want to focus on, is what does this passage tell us about our God?
第二部分讲到我们的神，这是我要讲的重点。
It talks about the abundant grace he had for Saul and Israel.
神对扫罗和以色列丰富的恩典。
That's why I named this message to be God's extraordinary grace.
这讲到神特别的恩典。
Okay, so that's the title, God's extraordinary grace.
神莫大的恩典。
Okay, so first, let's take a look at Saul. Okay, who he is.
我们看看扫罗这个人。
So when we read this chapter at the very beginning, you can see he was born in a wealthy family.
从这里看到他从一个很有钱的家庭长出来。
Right, and he was tall, he was handsome.
他高大英俊。
And many translations actually added that he was well built, strong.
很壮，很健壮。
Right, but not only that.
不光是如此。
Right, he was a sensible person.
他是一个很有感知的一个人。
You know, you just read through the Bible, right? When he went out with a young servant, right next to him, the two of them, they went out, they looked everywhere, they actually traveled a long distance.
他跟一个年轻的仆人一起出去，他到处寻找，他找了不少的地方。
If you look through the Bible, you can see they traveled through actually the majority of central Israel at that time.
在以色列的中部，他几乎把所有的地方都走遍了。
Okay, they went through different places and they couldn't find the donkey.
他到处找，但是找不到这条驴。
You know, losing donkeys at that time was actually not something very extraordinary. People lose donkeys all the time.
丢一条驴并不是一个很特别的事情。人常常会丢驴。
It's a group of donkeys, not just one donkey, right? A group of donkeys. Okay, but somehow they could not find them.
但是他找不着。
Alright, but then he was sensible, so because he was worried that his father would worry about them.
他里面是怕他的父亲担忧他们。
So you can see that.He is a person that cares about his family members.
他是对这个在乎他的家人的。
Right, he was attractive as well.
他是也很吸引人。
Right, he wasn't only handsome and well built. He was attractive.
他也是比较与众不同，让人觉得看起来很帅。
You know, some people who are handsome, they can be very distant from people.Right?
他可能跟人距离很远。
Okay, he looks really handsome, very well built, but he's not how should I say it? You can't really get close to him.
他并不是虽然很健壮帅，但是不能跟他接触这样的人。
Right, but as you can see, when we read through this Bible, he encountered a group of young women, right? coming out to draw water.
他碰到一群年轻的女孩子。
Right, and Saul asked these women where Samuel was.
问这些女子们撒母耳在哪里。
And as you can see, what did these young women say?
这些这个年轻的少年的女子跟他说什么呢？
Oh, wow, these young women, they were eager to answer.
对，他很愿意回答他。
It's like they couldn't stop talking to him.
好像没办法跟他就是拒绝跟他讲话。
Oh, he just came here at the right time. Samuel is just here. If you go there, you'll see him. Make a turn there. And blah, 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 blah.Kept on going.
你来刚来的太好了，萨姆尔就在这儿，你往前面走一点，他转一下就找到他了。
Ah, so you can see he's a person you can approach.
他是可以跟他接触的，容易相处的人。
He was humble.
他是这个谦卑的。
At least to this point.
至少在此时的十分谦卑。
When Samuel told him, "Hey, you're going to be anointed."
撒母耳跟他说你要被膏。
He was astonished.
他十分吃惊。
Me? Really?
像我这样的人，真的吗？
I don't know if today someone says to you.
如果有一天，今天有人跟你说
，Hey, you're going to be the responsible brother for this church.
你今天成为主要的负责的弟兄。
You will say, Who me?
真的我吗？
But in your heart, what would you say?
你心里会怎么想？
Finally, it's me.
终于轮到我了。
Right? Right? I mean, you know, maybe not that, right? But he was humble.
他里面是谦卑的。
Why me?
为什么我？
He was realistic.
他也是很实际。
Because Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, was indeed the smallest of tribes.
便雅悯支派实在是最小的一个支派。
If you go back to Judges chapter 20, you can see something happened, and the Benjaminites, they went crazy, and they fought all the other tribes of Israel.
你回到四世纪里的时候，你看到二十章那里讲到，便雅悯那时候很疯狂，跟所有其他的以色列的支派来征战。
They got destroyed, and only about 600 men left.
他们全被击杀，只有六百个人留下来。
Other tribes of Israel were so worried that this tribe will not be able to go to the next generation. They actually had used different methods so they can have more kids later on.
那他们其他的支派就怕他们被完全的消灭，所以用他们另外的方法让他们可以存留下来。
So yeah, Saul was not just fake.Humble. He knows.
他不光是假作谦卑，他真的知道。
Right. He is not worthy. His tribe was not worthy.
他不配，他的支派也不配。
If you read till this point, you can see if you don't use your preconceived notion of who Saul is. But at this point, you can see Saul was actually the prototypical candidate for a king.
如果我们不把我们从前知道那些圣经的知识影响我们的话，我们就读这段圣经，看到保罗好像是扫罗这个人，实在是很好的一个有资格当王的一个人。
He was a person of good character and good qualities.
他的性格、他的人格都不错。
He has a weakness, though.
他有他的软弱。
And this was a big weakness.
是很大的一个软弱。
If you read the Bible, you can see he did not even know who Samuel was.
他并不认识撒母耳这个人。
His young servant knew who Samuel was.
他的仆人知道。
His servant even knew where Samuel was.
他也知道，仆人也知道，撒母耳住在哪里。
Okay, but Saul had no idea who Samuel was.
扫罗并不知道撒母耳这个人。
You know, Saul lived in Gibeah.
他在
Gibeah. And Samuel lived in Ramah.
Samuel 在 Ramah 住。
Okay. Gibeah and Ramah is only a few miles away.
这两个城只有几英里的距离。
Remember, Samuel upon one point gathered all of Israelites to him.
有从前把所有的以色列人都召聚在他的面前。
Okay, so most of the Israelites knew who Samuel was.
大部分的以色列人都知道撒母耳是谁。
Not Saul.
扫罗并不见得知道。
Obviously, he didn't go to the gathering.
他也没有去那个聚会。
Obviously, he didn't care.
他也不在乎。
Right. So you can see Saul had no spiritual life, if we use today's words.
如果用今天的词语话，他并没有一个属灵的一个生命。
He didn't really care about God.
他跟神并不在乎神的关于神的事情。
This person looks good.
他从外表上不错。
His heart was good.
他的心也不错。
Unfortunately, he did not care about God.
但是他跟神没有什么直接的关系。
And he didn't have any relationship.
他跟神也没有任何的联系。
And you can see in the chapters later on, different chapter, you can just see this will come back over and over again.
在以后的经文里看到这件事情不断地发生在他的身上。
Because he was of himself.
他是活在自己的里面。
He was a fleshy person.
他是一个属肉体的人。
Okay. But here's this person that God chose.
这是神所拣选的。
So in order to equip Saul to become a king,
让他装备他，让他可以成为这个王。
God is willing to give Saul grace after grace after grace.
神不断的把恩典加给他。
You can see through this passage that God continues to lead Saul.
他不断的带领他。
For the hope that he can be equipped to become the king of Israel.
期盼他成为被装备，能够成为是以色列人的王。
You know, nothing in the Bible, if we know enough that nothing in the Bible happens by chance.
所有在圣经发生的事都不是偶然的。
Nothing in our lives happened by chance.
我们生命中所经历的一切也不是偶然的。
I'm not just talking about big things in our lives.
我并不是说讲一个大的事情。
Oh, I found a girlfriend, we got married, that's not by chance.
我找到一个女朋友跟她结婚，这不是偶然的。
I found a good job and God gave it to me. That's not by chance.
我找到一个好的工作是神给的，这不是偶然的。
No, what I'm saying is nothing in our lives happened by chance.
我在说我们生命中所有的事情都不是偶然的。
Including the way I woke up today.
也包括我们今天如何起床。
Including the way I walked here today.
今天如何走到这里
？Including every breath that we take，
我们今天所一呼一吸
，Nothing happens by chance，
都不是偶然发生的。
You know, Saul's journey started with a group of lost donkeys。
扫罗他的行程是从丢失的几条驴开始。
We don't know how many donkeys his father lost, but we know it's more than one。
我们知道他所丢的。不知道丢了几条，但是我们知道他丢了不止一条。
But for some reason, you know, his father Kish was someone who's wealthy, but Kish didn't ask for servants to go out. Hey, look for my donkeys.
虽然他的父亲基士是一个有钱的人，但是并没有找他的仆人们去寻找这群驴。
For some reason, Kish maybe wanting to.Teach Saul a lesson, so ask Saul to take a young man along with him and go out to look for the donkeys.
也许他是要训练，扫罗，所以让他找一个年轻的仆人，就去找这群驴。
Saul had no idea.
扫罗也不知道。
Right, he just followed along.
他就是跟这个去做了。
So.He went and started looking for the donkeys.
他就开始顺势而行去找这群驴。
He couldn't find it. He got worried about his father, so he wanted to go home.
他找不着，就为了担心他的父亲，就要回家。
And in verse 6, what happened?
在第六节发生了什么事呢？
And you know, the young servant actually spoke.
这一个年轻的仆人向他说话。
Hey, there's a man of God.He's close to here.
这里城里附近有一位神人。
You know, so they were walking and wandering around. Now they are actually north of their city.
他慢慢
north of their home.
走到了他家乡的北边。
Okay, and there's a city right here we're close to, and there's a man of God who's here.
附近有个城，里面有个神人。
All right, we don't know what route. they took.
我们并不知道他们到底有的行径是什么。
When they were looking at, you know, the sheep, the donkeys.
他找这群驴的时候。
You know, they look from one land to the other, and so on and so forth.
从这地走到那地。
And then they came to this city, and behold, coincidentally, Samuel is there.
走到了这个束缚地，那时候。他的撒母耳就在那里。
From the Bible, it tells us they didn't really plan to see the man of God.
他并没有计划去寻找这位神人。
You know, otherwise they would probably bring enough food or enough gift, right, to go and see the man of God.
不然的话，他就带足够的食物或者礼物去寻找他。
Now they only have a quarter of a shekel.
他只有四分之一的以色勒。的四分之一。
That's not very much.
这并没有很多钱。
Okay, so you can see this is a coincidence.
这是偶然发生的。
Okay, Saul didn't know.
扫罗并不知道。
His servant knew.
这个仆人知道。
But somehow they just walked to the city that Samuel was going to. The city.
他跟去的那个城也是撒母耳要去的地方。
So then went up the hill to into the city.
他往这个上山上走的时候
，and then they met a group of young women，
他碰到这群年轻的少年的女子
，and they came out to draw water，
他出来打水
，you know these women told Samuel a great deal of information，
他告诉撒母耳关于撒母耳很多很多的事情
，let's see what they told him，
跟他说了什么呢
？Some of these words did not get translated in Chinese，
在英文里并没有。这个翻译的很准确。
But let's try to understand it. Verse 12.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12. These women said to Samuel, "Hey," said to Saul, "Samuel is just ahead of you."
这个撒母耳就在你们前面。
Just ahead of you.
就在你们前面。
Okay. What does it mean? You came at the right time, right?
你来的正好。
Just ahead of you.
就在你前面。
It says Samuel has just now arrived at the city.
他们刚刚到这城里面。
Because there's a sacrifice in the high place.
这里面在秋场上他们要献祭。
In verse 13,
十三节。
It says as soon as you enter the city.
你一进城就必遇见他。
And you will meet Samuel.
你就会必遇见他。
As soon as you enter the city, you will see Samuel.
一见成就会遇见他。
Right, the people are waiting for Samuel to bless the sacrifice and so on and so forth. And then they said, "Now go, you will meet him immediately."
这个百姓在等撒母耳在去为这些祝祭，他们才吃。之后你现在去，马上就可以碰到他了。
Now go,
现在就走。
So what's all this information saying?
这些信息在说什么呢
？If we boil it down, summarize it in one phrase.
如果用一句话怎么说
？It says it's basically saying, "Hey Samuel, hey Saul, you and your servant came to the right place at the right time to see the right person."
是天时地利人和，你来到这里。
Very good. So, like, not a minute, not a moment late, not a moment early. You're just here.
绝对是更正好的就来到这儿了。
Just in front of you，
你马上就可以碰见他。
Go now immediately，
你现在就去。
Right, and verse 14 it tells us that as they were entering to the city, they saw Saul coming down towards them。
他们一进城的时候就看见撒母耳向他们迎面而来。
Is this a nice coincidence？
这是一个很巧合的事情。
No, right?When we read the Bible, we gotta pay attention a lot of times to the description.
当我们读圣经的时候，要仔细看所描写的那些的词语。
Here, the author is trying to tell us just the right time.
这告诉我就是这些作者在告诉我们，这是最及时的时候。
Right, verse 15, it tells us that one day before, God already told Samuel.Hey, I will send you a man from the tribe of Benjamin.
十五节这里讲到，之前一天，神已经启示给撒母耳说，有一个从便雅悯人来，这是我送他到你这里来的。
So let's think back to the beginning of this chapter.
我们回想这个之前的这章之前的内容。
Who made the donkeys to be lost?
谁让这个驴丢掉呢？
Who made Kish send Saul and the Seth?
谁让这个他的扫罗的父亲来送他呢？
Who made them not able to see the donkeys?
谁让这些驴被找也找不着的呢？
Who told them to go this route to come to that city just at that time?
谁让他们走这条路来到那个城苏夫城里面？
Just as they were going back home, how come this young servant knew about Samuel and said, "Hey, he's right here"?
他们正失望要回家的时候。谁告诉这个年轻的仆人说我们要去找这个先见呢？
Verse 15 tells us that this is all God.
十五节那里讲到这是神的旨意。
God said to Samuel, "Hey, I'm sending a person to you."
神指示撒母耳说，我明天会使一个人来到你这里。
I will send Saul over to you.
我把扫罗带到你这里面。
And you shall anoint him to become the king.Israel.
你要高他作为我民以色列人的君。
You know, brothers and sisters, as we live through our daily chores,
当我们在我们生活中各样的所杂的事情上，
it doesn't matter what thing we are doing.
不管是我们做什么事，
it doesn't matter if you're busy or relaxed.
不管是你是忙还是休闲，
it doesn't matter if you're hanging out with your family or hanging out with your friends.
是你跟家人相处，还跟朋友在一起。
You know, nothing in our lives is ordinary, actually.
在我们生命中发生一切的事情都不是普通的事。
God is leading our every single step.
神带领我们每一个脚步。
Saul had no idea what's going on.
扫罗并不知道他所经历的是什么。
He was just following.
他只是跟着走。
He was following his father.
跟着他父亲的话去行。
He was following his servant.
他跟他仆人的话去行。
He was following these young ladies.
他跟这些女子的话去行。
Right, now he found Samuel.
他找到了撒母耳。
You know, sometimes a routine thing that we are doing.
也许我们平时生活中所常做的事情。
A person that we normally speak to.
我们生活中常常跟我们交谈熟我们的熟人
or a place that we go all the time
我们熟悉的地方
sometimes it's a, maybe a journey that you really don't know where you're heading towards
也许是一个你一个旅程是你不知道你往前行在哪里的一个旅程
sometimes it may be very painful periods of your life
可能是一个很痛苦的一个阶段
and you don't know why things are happening the way they're happening
你并不知道为什么这件事情如此的发生。
But if God wants to give you something special,
如果神要给你一些特别的事情，
He will lay out the path for you in your life.
他会把一条路为你在前面铺平。
And you, me, we just follow along.
你就需要就其而行。
You know, God also told Samuel to anoint Saul to become the first king of Israel.
神也启示撒母耳说要高扫罗成为以色列第一个君。
Because God said, "For I have seen my people; their cry has come to me."
我听见我的民对我的哀声，上达于我。
Let's not forget.
我们不要忘掉。
Who are these Israelites that cried out to God?
这是这群向神呼求的哀求的以色列民是谁呢
？Let's not imagine them to be someone who loved God.
并不要觉得他们是很爱神的。
You know, these are the people who actually did not want God.
这里面这群人并不渴慕神。
They want someone to be a king, and they want to have a king to lead them.
他希望有一个王来带领他。
God is too far away.
神对他们太远了。
I want someone who I can see.
让我们可以能够看见的这样的人来带领我们。
But yet, when their cry go out to God,
当他们的哀声上达于神的时候
，God is still willing to give grace and love and to His people.
神还是愿意把他的恩典和怜悯，就是 赐给他们。
Even if they don't deserve it.
尽管他们并不配。
Let's relate it to our lives just a little bit.
就像我们自己的生活一样。
I don't know if you have been betrayed by someone.
我不晓得你有没有被人这个
背叛
过。
Have you been betrayed by someone?
你有没有被人背叛过？
Friends.
你的朋友。
Family.
你的家人。
Colleagues at work.
你的同事们。
Oh, trust me, if you are betrayed by someone, it hurts.
你被别人背叛，你会里面很伤心。
It's not even emotionally hurt. You're like the whole self, your entire person is hurt inside out.
不光是你心里面觉得难受，你整个全人都会觉得十分的伤痛。
You know the Israelites have just betrayed God.
你知道这些以色列人刚刚背叛了神。
You know, but God is still there.To love them.
但是神还在那里愿意爱他们。
God could have just, oh, you want a king? I'll give you a really bad king.
你要一个王吗？我就给你一个最坏的一个王。
I've warned you before.
从前提醒了你。
This king will take, not this king, but the manly king, people, kingship of men will take your daughter, will take your kids, will take your family, will take your possessions.And you will become slaves of that king.
你要一个王，这个人把你的儿女都拿去，把你的财产都拿去，你成为他的奴仆。
This is way said way before.
从前神就这样。
Now you still want a king?
你还要这样的王吗？
All right, I'll give you a really bad king.
我就给你一个坏的王吧。
Maybe under that king, you will know how good I am.
从这个坏的王，你可以能知道我是多好。
But God didn't do that.
神并没有这么做。
As you continue to see.
我们继续往前看的话，
God will do everything he can.
神用他尽他的全力
to find a person and to train that person to be a good king.
找一个人，寻找一个人，并训练这个人，让他成为一个好的王。
You can see Samuel put Saul in a high place during the feast.
在宴席中，撒母耳把扫罗放在一个高位。
Gave him the best food.
给他最好的食物。
Showed him and shared with him the plans of God.
把神的计划分享给他。
And then when we come to chapter 10, verse 1,
我们来到第十章的第一节那里。
Samuel anointed Saul.
撒母耳就用膏油倒在扫罗的头
上。Imagine what's going through Saul's mind at that time.
那时候你想想扫罗心里的错综复杂的想法。
He started his road trip looking for donkeys.
他整个在寻找一群驴。
And now he ends up becoming the king of Israel.
他却成了神以色列的君王。
At the beginning, he didn't even know who Samuel was.
在开始的时候，他并不知道撒母耳是谁。
Right, but now he's the king of Israel.
他成为以色列的君王。
It's just like us. Do you know that?
就像我们一样。
You know.Some of us may aspire to become someone great.
也许我们里面期待成为一个伟人的形象。
But most of us, right? Most of us, we just want to survive day to day.
我们大部分人希望就是每天能够过活就不错了。
Right? Even for someone who become among us, who become someone great one day.
有一天可能在我们中间出一个伟大的人物。
Maybe that person didn't even think that they're going to become a person of royalty.
也许那个人并没有想到自己成为一个有君尊的这样的地位。
But brothers and sisters, what does the Bible tell us that we shall become?
但是圣经上跟弟兄姊妹我们说我们要变成一个什么样的人呢？
Not maybe.
不是有可能。
It's we are.
而是我们是。
Not in the future.
不是将来
but we are today, right now.
今天我们就是
right? In Romans, it says,
在罗马书那里所说
it says that we are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女
right? That it says that we are the fellow heirs with Christ.
我们是跟神同坐后裔的
that we are the fellow heirs of Christ. We're co-heirs of Christ.
我们跟神同跟主同坐后裔
Whatever Jesus Christ has,
耶稣基督所有的一切
we have.
我们也有。
Whoever he is,
他是谁？
We will become co-heirs with him.
我们跟他同作后师。
Right? Later on, you know, in the Bible, not later on, you can see in the book of Peter, in the Old Testament, who are we to become?
在新约中后面的，比如说彼得书那里面，甚至旧约里面的一些的记载，我们变成什么样的人？
We are the royal priesthood, right?
我们是君尊的祭司。
We are the holy nation, right?
我们是圣洁的国度。
This is the position that God wants to lift us up.
这是神要把我们带领到提升我们到这样的地步。
In our daily lives,
在我们的生活的里面
just ordinary lives.
是一个极普通的生活。
But yet God is here to lead us into a life that's beyond our imagination.
神要把我们带到一个我们超过我们所想所求的一个生活的里面。
God is willing to raise us up.
神愿意提升我们。
Just like Saul.
就像扫罗一样。
He had no idea.
他并不清楚。
But now he is the king.
他就变成了这样的王。
You know, and then later on.
后来。
God didn't stop there.
并没有停止。
So Samuel gave Saul three signs.
给他三个异象。
Because God and Samuel knew that this is pretty incredible for Saul to know, to accept.
神跟撒母耳知道，让他能够明白这件事情，可能没法一下能够接受。
I'm the king now.
我一下变成王了。
Okay, I'll give you three signs.
我给你三个，这个启示。
These three signs will be so clear to you, you will not have any doubt in your heart.
这三个意象对你如此的清楚，你里面就很清楚，不会再怀疑。
Because of time, I won't be able to go through in detail what these three signs are.
我因为时间的缘故，没法把一个具体的仔细的讲。
But that's in the beginning of chapter 10.
在十章的前面。
But what these three signs mean, I'll quickly go over them one by one. What they mean.
这三个的意义代表什么呢？
The first sign is telling Saul.
第一个，
whatever is on your mind,
在你心中所想的东西，
you are still thinking of those donkeys.
你还想那几条驴，
even though you became the king of Israel.
你现在已经成为王了，你还想驴。
I know you're still thinking of those donkeys.
我知道你还想那条驴。
Don't worry about those donkeys.
不要为那些驴来愁。
They've already gone home.
他已经自己走回家了。
Okay, don't worry about them.
他已经走回家了。
Okay.
不用愁。
So whatever is on your mind, don't worry about it.
你现在所愁乏的东西，不要为那些事情担忧。
The second sign.
第二个。
As you walk, you will become hungry.
在你走路的时候，你会饥饿。
But don't worry, you will be provided.
不要为这些。也来愁，你会被供应。
You will see, you will go to this tree. You will see these two people, and you will ask them for bread. They will give you bread. You will be provided.
你来到这个树下，你碰到一群人，你为他们要饼，他就给你饼。
Okay, the third sign.
第三个。
Even though right now you know nothing of God.
尽管你现在还对神没有任何的认知。
But God will give you the Spirit.
神要把一个新的灵给你。
God will give you His words.
把他的话给你。
Okay, so you may come to know God.
你就可以认识神。
You will be given God's words, so you can speak of His words.
你，神把他的话赐给你，你可以向为他说话。
And as you read on, you will see these three signs all came to be true, right?
你接着往下读的时候，这个三个意象都成就在他的身上。
You know, God provides us every day of our everyday lives.
神在我们的生命中来供应我们。
You know, whatever is in our heart's concern.
在我们心中所担忧的东西。
Even if you're here listening to me.
也许你今天现在还正在担忧，在听我的时候。
I'm pretty sure some of you are thinking of something else.
我相信你们从可能有一些人开小差。
In Saul's heart, he was still thinking about those donkeys.
扫罗还在想那几条驴。
I don't know about you, but probably tomorrow's work.
也许你想明天所想的事，要工作的事吧。
I have three kids, so I can admit to you, sometimes when I was listening to sermons, I think of my three kids.
我有三个孩子，有的时候我听别人讲的时候，我会想到我的孩子。
But whatever's in your heart,
今天你所想的东西，
God is saying, don't worry.
神跟你说，不要为那些事情在
And what's even more important,
更重要的，
God will give us his words.
神把他的话要给我们，是给我们。
Doesn't matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
It doesn't matter how spiritual you are.
不管你是多属灵还是不属灵。
God's words are right in front of you.
神的话就在你的面前。
And you can read it.
你可以读。
God gave his words to Saul.
神把他的话给赐给扫罗。
God offered to give him a different heart.
给他一个新的心。
This is different from the new life, new heart that Lord Jesus has given us.
这个跟我们后来所说的主耶稣给我们那个新的生命是有点不同。
If you look at the word, the original word, it's two completely different words.
这我们回到这个原文的话，这两个完全不同的词。
It simply means that God is giving him a heart that is equipped to become the king of Israel.
这里面给他一个心，让他成为能够被装备成为以色列的君王。
So if you have any doubt in your heart,
如果你里面有任何的怀疑，
I will remove that doubt.
我把那个怀疑挪去。
So if you think you are not enough to lead the nation of Israel, I'll change your heart.
扫罗，如果你里面觉得你里面不够资格去带领以色列这个国度，我来改变你。
God is changing his heart so that he will becomeprepared to lead the nation.
改变他的心，让他预备好可以带领这个国度。
This is not saying his life is changed.
并不说他是这个生命得到了改变。
Okay. And in conclusion,
我的结论是，
What are we talking about here?
我们在这里讲什么？
God answered the Israelites' request to have a king to rule over them.
神答应了以色列人的祈求，希望有一个王来带领他们。
And Saul was a person by worldly standard, he was a really, really good candidate to become a king.
在世界上的标准来说，扫罗是一个挺好的一个有资格的人。
And through these chapters, you can see God did so much to prepare Saul.
从这两章的经文看到，神用很多的时间和精力来预备扫罗这个人。
In the future, when the Israelites go see God, face God in heaven,
在以后这个以色列人要在神面前跟神面对面的时候，
they won't be able to go to God and say, "Hey, God, you didn't work in."Enough to give us the first king.
他没有办法在神面前说你并没有花很多的怜悯我们，给我们一个不好的王。
You know, God did everything He can.
神把一个最好的给他们。
Grace upon grace.
恩上加恩。
God led him to see Samuel.
让带领扫罗去见到这个撒母耳。
Treated him with royalty.
带他们就像带一个接待他就像接待一个君王一样。
You know, gave him assurance,
给他里面有把握。
And gave him the first person experience of his spirit.
他让他亲身经历神的灵的带领。
And gave him his words.
也把他的话赏赐给他。
You know, God gave him the servant, this young servant to talk to him.
给他一个年轻的仆人向他说话。
God gave him the young woman to give him directions.
给这群年轻的女子让给他指路。
God spoke to Samuel, "Hey, be prepared. Tomorrow there will be this person coming to you. He's the king."
也预先告诉撒母耳说，明天这个人来，他就是你要找到那个王。
This is all in God's plan.
都在神的计划的里面。
This is all in God's extraordinary grace.
都在神特别极丰富的恩典的里面。
You know, we can see from this story.
从这些的故事的里面，
As we know that God is not only special towards Saul.
这里面神不光是对扫罗有极特别的恩典。
God's plan is for every one of us to become a king.
希望我们每神期待我们每一个人都成为有君尊的样子。
You know, we probably didn't know about God before, right?
我们可能从前不认识神。
And even after knowing God, we don't really care much about him a lot of times.
其实信他，认识他之后，我们对神的感觉，对追求并不那么有那么多的渴慕。
But yet, God is willing to raise us up.
但是神愿意提升我们。
Through various people, things, places happening around us.
根据不同的人事物在我们周遭的事情。
To guide us,
来带领我们
to lead us, to lift us up, to equip us, to train us.
把我们提升起来，来装备我们。
So we can become a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
也训练我们，让我们成为君尊的祭司，成为圣洁的国度。
Let's be reminded.
让我们彼此的提醒。
Whenever we have and we receive grace from God.
我们每次接受神的恩典恩惠的时候
It's never about how good we are
并不是因为我们这个人有多好
It doesn't matter how good you are
也不管你是多好多坏
It's always about how good our God is
完全是神他自己的美善
How merciful he is
他是何等的怜悯
How gracious he is
何等的充满恩典
So I hopeGod has revealed some message to us through this passage.
我们希望神借着这段经文向我们说话。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
主啊，我们感谢你把这个时间赏赐给我们。
We have to admit that we are weak people.
我们必须承认我们很多人软弱。
We don't want to come close to you a lot of times.
我们很多时候不愿意亲近你。
Even when we come to you, we think of ourselves most of the time.
有的时候我们来到你的面前，我们还思想自己的事情。
Lord, but we thank you for assuring us.
我们感谢你，你把这样的把握放在我们里面。
That you are always there.To listen to us.
永远在那里来聆听我们。
That you are always willing to give us grace and mercy.
你永远愿意把你的恩典和怜悯，这是没有阻拦的赏赐给我们。
Lord, may you help us so we can see in our hearts.
主，这是请你帮助我们，让我们在心里面能够看见。
Lord, that you are so wonderful.
你是如何的奇妙。
That you are worthy.Of our following.
你实在配得我们来跟随你。
And help us to follow you.
帮助我们在跟随你的路程。
For we are weak.
因为我们是软弱的。
We thank you. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢你，奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.